Hello and welcome to Simply Save Podcast. The COVID-19 pandemic has put the focus on investing in companies that are responsibly run and are mindful of the impact on environment. ESG factors, which stands for environment, social and governance, are now increasingly becoming an important tool for global investors. In India too, interest in ESG funds is picking up. Domestic mutual funds have been launching a bunch of ESG funds. Fund houses want to engage with companies to ensure they are following adequate standards to protect environment, society, as well as adhering to higher standards of corporate governance. There have been many cases in the past where a company faring poorly on governance or facing environmental issues sees dramatic fall in its stock price. Fund managers say that ESG companies can potentially create more sustainable business models that can stay profitable over the long term. In terms of returns, BSE 100 ESG Index has given 28% returns in last 3 years compared to 21% returns given by BSE 100 Index. In this podcast, I am joined by Ravi Kumar TV, who is the co-founder of Gaining Ground Investment Services. Ravi, who has been vocal about the benefits of ESG investing, talks about why investors should not ignore this emerging trend and how ESG factors can make an impact on investment returns.
Hi, Ravi. Welcome to our podcast. How are you?
Hi, Jish. I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah, so you have been vocal about investing in ESG and you know, its importance in an investor's portfolio. We wanted to talk to you about ESG funds. Right now, we have seen a bunch of ESG funds getting launched. What do you make of this trend, and should investors consider ESG funds?
Yeah, very true. So ESG is very topical right now. ESG in simple terms means environmental, social and governance. This is basically a framework for analyzing companies and assessing how well they compare with their peers in terms of performance against these metrics. So in environmental, you have water usage, water waste production and general kind of environmental behavior, like how efficient the companies are managing their resources. In social, it is about how the company treats their employees, their vendors, and their shareholders. And lastly, under governance, how well the company is being run. We've seen corporate governance is coming under greater scrutiny over the years. So basically, investors and mutual funds want better performance, alignment with their values, and better risk management on their investment. So investors are finding these attributes in this ESG framework. So the trend, we are seeing over the last few years is actually gathering momentum in this ESG space. Investors' demand for investing in responsibly run companies continue to grow rapidly across the world. Asset management companies across the world not only want to deliver good returns to investors, but also want to allocate capital to those companies which bring benefit to the society. So the ESG factor is going to become much more important.
Okay. What makes ESG so important, you know, when it comes to long-term investing, you know, for say, you know, somebody wants to invest for 5 years, 10 years, why ESG is so important?
Generally, we all invest for long-term. But the lifespan of average company today is actually getting shorter because of technology disruptions, fast evolving consumption patterns. You've seen this, you know, during the last, you know, 6-8 months, how the consumption patterns have changed. So which companies are going to be around for the next 10, 15, 20 years is very important. Companies which have good governance last for many years. So apart from growth or value factors, I think sustainable investments will be very key for long-term.
When it comes to ESG factors, you know, how does a mutual fund score companies on these various factors?
So this ESG factors, how it is derived, the track record of the fund and what ESG skills every mutual fund house or an asset management company has matters. So there are rating agencies and third-party companies like MSCI, Morningstar, and there's another company called Sustain Analytics, which actually give ESG scores and ratings. This is actually a very helpful evolution. And I think this is going to get better as there is more data disclosure by companies, and this will further build ESG data. So ESG in future is going to be more prominent for the fund managers, as this will be an important criteria for analyzing a company before it enters in their fund portfolio. So it is going to be more integrated to the investment process of all funds. Surely this is going to be beyond the conventional thinking. So look at the risks of companies which had issues on corporate governance or misrepresentation of accounts. We've seen that there is a significant permanent loss of capital to the shareholders of these companies.
Are there enough opportunities in India for ESG investors?
Yeah, I think there are a lot of opportunities. In fact, it is very vast. The entire listed space has enough opportunities apart from the unlisted opportunities. Even in large caps where FI involvement or shareholding is high, companies have to pay heed to FIs because FIs are very vocal on ESG. Also, you know, corporates have come to realize very well that ESG helps stock prices and are not looking at it any longer as a cost, but as a necessity.
Right. How can ESG strategy lead to better investment returns over the long term?
So ESG strategies like this, you know, if a company has bad governance or bad social and environmental factors, its stock prices will fall drastically. And we have enough instances of this from a private bank, a lending institution, a pharmaceutical company, and so many others over the recent years. For example, a metals and mining company has seen impact on its stock prices due to environmental issue. We have also seen a power company from a well-known business group, which was hit in the past as a large sovereign wealth fund withdrew its investment from this firm, which led to the fall in the company's stock price.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that there will be, you know, retirement funds with a tag of ESG, which gives investors further confidence that the fund will invest in sustainable businesses, which will match the long-term values and goals of the investor who is saving for his retirement or any other long-term.
Right. You know, there are so many funds currently in the market. You know, is there a risk that the portfolio of ESG funds could overlap with other strategies of the same fund? I mean, should investors watch out for such overlap? What's your thought about it?
Yeah, that's a good question. If you look at, you know, the recent ESG funds and then you compare with the existing funds, you know, we will actually end up with this question of whether it's an overlap. I think currently there is no standard definition of sustainability for sustainability, which increases the burden of due diligence on the investor, you know, while choosing the ESG funds. ESG will take some more time, but it will definitely be a new standard while selecting the funds for long-term investors. Due to this, you know, responsibly run companies in the portfolio, I think there are higher chances of more stable and better returns on the investment.
Okay.
So if I, you know, look at, you know, what I'm reading, the flows into these, you know, ESG funds or, you know, sustainable funds, it actually totaled to about, you know, more than $21 billion in 2019, which was, you know, fourfold increase, you know, over the previous year, which is 2018. So I think there's a great growth in ESG funds. ESG funds in the US, according to one of the Morningstar report, have actually outperformed the active and passive mutual funds, which is very interesting.
Right.
We need to see if this ESG integration in Indian mutual funds will actually outperform the existing mutual fund.
And what about ESG investing beyond equity? I mean, also looked at other asset class.
Yeah. So currently in the Indian context, you know, we are just seeing, you know, many ESG equity funds are getting launched. But I think there is beyond equity funds. So when it comes to, you know, debt servicing, governance becomes all the more important. So, you know, the global trends are indicating that there are ESG funds in real estate funds, and then there are green bonds, which are very popular in Europe. So in the fixed income space, ESG green bonds are, I think, the fastest growing market with, you know, expectations of, you know, almost $350 billion in 2020, which is up by, you know, over 35% when you compare it to the previous year. What is also important is ESG is agnostic between active and passive investment strategy. But active management still dominates the ESG market in terms of AUM. Yeah. So I think with strong commitment towards increasing ESG integration, which is coming from the large asset management companies across the world on both active and passive side, the future split for ESG funds will probably follow the overall trend in the AMC business. So which is, very good indicator that, we will see many more funds getting launched in this space. And there would definitely be much more innovations in that ESG tag. So we'll have to wait and see, how this theme will play out and how investors will understand this long-term, theme, which will actually be beneficial for their investments.
Sure. Thanks, Ravi, for your time and sharing your valuable insights on ESG investing. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Josh. It was nice being in your show. Thank you.
That's all the time we have for today's podcast. Thank you, Ravi, for your views, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in. We hope you understood what ESG investing means and why it is gaining popularity. Keep listening to Simply Save. If you have any feedback or questions, do write in to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views, and updates, log on to moneycontrol.com.